This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Daniel 9, you find one who prayed in the light of God's Word. Listen to Daniel's experience. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the Scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and in ashes. As he reflected on God's word and allowed it to impact his life, he began praying in the light of what he understood from God's word. Time was running out. The 70 years Jeremiah promised were almost up, and Daniel was praying that God would return Israel to their homeland in fulfillment of that promise. His prayer included a prayer of confession, as well as a prayer of affirmation. It was an affirmation of faith in which he was trusting in God to fulfill his promise. Listen to Daniel in verse 20. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel came. Gabriel declared, "As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given." Now, it's interesting to note, the answer wasn't evident yet in Daniel's life. God's promise was delayed, but fulfilled in his time and in his way. He'll do the same for you if you practice grounding your prayers on God's promises. God is willing to listen and will answer a Bible-based prayer coming from a heart that's right with God.